Speaking of death, I was thinking, now, they had a problem. Elaine May and Mike Nichols did a bit on funerals and how expensive funerals are. And I was thinking, you know, it's kind of weird that people should complain about the price of funerals, because it's your last thing anyway, and you want to splurge. You want a beautiful funeral. I do. Everybody does, you know. And I was thinking, like, it would be great. The silly thing, really, about a funeral is the fact that people go in and they see you in the casket, stoned away, you know. Nothing but a rigor mortis face there, you know. And they look at you and they come out and they say, didn't he look like himself? Which is sickening, you know. Because, like, if you put yourself in bed like that and you're really set up, you know, lie down in the bed like that, people would see, they say, he's dead. They wouldn't say, doesn't he look like himself? No, you know, people say, I thought you were dead. No, I was just sleeping like that. Well, don't sleep like that anymore, you know, because you look like you were dead. So I was thinking now, for the people that always feel, didn't he look like himself? For $50, an extra $100 or something like that, what you ought to do is hook up a tape recorder, you know, and play it so you can talk to them as they go by. You know, hi, how have you been? Don't I look like myself? You know, aren't I wonderful? It's good to see you. You know, and just keep it running like that for those people, you know. And maybe for an extra $200, you name names, you know. Hi, Bob. How's the wife and kids? You certainly do look great. Don't I look like myself? You know, like a... Not sick, but it serves a purpose, you know. Because I can't stand, you know, so how'd he look? He looked dead, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, he really looked dead, you know. But when I was in the, like I said, in the Navy, I was on a ship, and the thing that really caught my attention was a burial at sea, and it seemed like a cheap thing to do, because I didn't understand it. They put the flag over the body, see, and they marched the guy out, you know, and they put it on the edge, and then they, you know, the chaplain or whoever, chom, dom, gubby, gubby, and then they, you know, and they dumped the body into the water. Well, the flag stays. I thought the flag was supposed to go with the guy, you know, and it must be embarrassing to a guy that dies, you know, that's a cheap thing to do to me, you know, put a flag over, you promise him he's going to sea with the flag, and then, phew, now for my next magical trick, you know. So what I did was, one of the guys died at sea, and as rigor mortis was setting in, we clamped his hands around the flag, you know. And the guys went, but did it jump and phew, let go of the goddamn thing. What the hell are you doing? You know, he wants to go with his flag. He loves it, you know. Oh, that's a true...